You know, it's a disaster, a natural disaster. No, normally no one's plans for it. And it's ravaged through several communities. In fact, the entire constituency. It started in Zabzugu, but the damage is very, very intensive at the middle part of the constituency, and that is Gokukani, Golanyili, going to Nafali or Faro. It is a serious, serious damage that it caused. When you go to one particular community, such as Gokukani, an entire community, no one has a roof left. We don't know what happened. As I'm speaking, the affected communities are trying to recover whatever damage, you know, to repair those damage parts, use it to repair so that they can have their some roof over their heads. But,
how many people have been affected, and has NADMO come in to intervene?
I think so far, the data we are collecting is in the 500, from 200 to 500 more.
And what has been the intervention from NADMO?
Well, NADMO is also helping in collecting data, but has not provided anything as I speak.
Are you on the ground monitoring the situation?
Myself, I'm in Accra here, recuperating from a fractured arm. So I'm in Accra here, but I have my representative on the ground providing me information and also getting a feedback to see what we can get.
You heard the MP for Zabzugu, Al-Hassan Umar.